Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Vrindavan dham ki jai. Welcome to the last day of the series Five Most Potent Forms Devotional Service. Today we will attempt to enter Vrindavan dham. Although we're in, where are we? Alachua, New Ramanreti. Yes, it's Ramanreti, New Ramanreti. Yes, we are in Vrindavan dham. So we will try to understand what it means to enter Vrindavan dham, what is our qualification, how to enter. So first let us offer obeisances to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, who brought Vrindavan dham to us in the Western world. When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan in 1971, Guru Das asked Srila Prabhupada, "Are the people here liberated even if they don't have a bona fide spiritual master?" Prabhupada said yes, because Vrindavan is directly under Krishna's supervision. Krishna is their spiritual master. But Guru Das said, "I think it's better to have you as a spiritual master than to be born in Vrindavan." And Prabhupada said, "That's a Vaishnava attitude. I remember wherever my Guru Maharaj went, Vrindavan was also there, since the bona fide spiritual master carries the Vrindavan atmosphere with him. It's better to be with him." So then Guru Das said, "Well, we're in the best situation of all, Srila Prabhupada, because we have you and Vrindavan." Prabhupada said, "I'm simply Vrindavan's messenger. Vrindavan is revealed in the heart of the sincere devotee. In reality, it's not on any map, nor is it part of any country." So we want to enter Vrindavan dham. We've imported some desire trees here to help us achieve our heart's desire. Tulsi Devi is here. We also have Giriraj Govardhan who has come to be with us. And Sridhar Swami says that the desire tree has no material attachments or partiality, but simply bestows its fruits upon those who deserve them. And Jiva Goswami adds that something else, actually. A desire tree does not think, "Oh, this person is fit to worship me and that person is not." A desire tree is satisfied with all who properly serve it. So you can get your heart's desire from a desire tree. And we have this Vrindadevi, by whom Vrindavan is named, Vrindavan. Van means forest, and Vrindavan is the name of the place where Srimati Vrindadevi, or Tulsi Devi, grows profusely. So Vrindadevi, Tulsi Devi, these names are synonymous. We sing every day, Kripa Kori Korotare Vrindavanavasi. Dear Tulsi, please bestow your mercy on me so I may forever reside in Vrindavan. So Vrindadevi actually came very much before Krishna came on this planet. She was the daughter of Emperor Kedara. She performed penance in Vrindavan forest for 60,000 years. And after she went back to Godhead, the forest was named after her, Vrindavan. And Lord Vishnu, being pleased by Vrindadevi's austerities, gave a boon to the Vrindavan forest. Any penance performed there will quickly fructify and bear excellent results. So because we're serious about entering Vrindavan, we're going to sing a prayer to Vrindadevi, first of all, Vrindadevastakam. So you can share this. Do you have extra? I think the men need more over here. Haribol, you can give some more on this side. And back there. Gangeya champeya tarit finenti. Rachi pevaha snapitat mavrinde. Bandu kabandu titi divya vasa. Vrinte namaste charanaravinda. O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. You are bathed in your own splendor, which defeats the effulgence of lightning and the golden champak flower. The luster of your transcendental garments is the friend of Leandelia flower. Bimba taradit paramandahasya. Nasagramukta. Jati di pitasye. Vichitarakna paranashiyadye. Vrinde namaste charanarvindam. O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Your face is illuminated by the splendor of the pearl decorating the tip of your nose, and by the extraordinary gentle smile on the two bimbu fruits which are your lips. You are enriched by the beauty of the amazing and colorful jewels and ornaments you wear. Samasta Vaikuntha Shiramanashi. Krishnasya Vrindavana Tanya Thamni. Daktarikare Vishabhanupatya. Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam. O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Shrimati Radharani, daughter of King Vrishabhanu, has made you the ruling monarch of Lord Krishna's opulent and auspicious abode of Vrindavan, which is the crest jewel of all the Vaikuntha planets. Tadagya palava push papinga. Mrikadi bhima tava keli kunja. Madhvari Bibam Divibhushyamana. Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam. O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Because of your order, the groves where Lord Madhava performs his pastimes appear very splendid, decorated with blossoming flowers, bumblebees, deer, and other auspicious animals, flowers, and birds. Tvadiya dutyena nikunja yuna. Atyut kayo keli vilasa siti. Tvatsobagam kena nirutchatamta. Vrinde namaste charanaravindam. O Vrindadevi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Who can describe your good fortune? You are the messenger who brought about the perfection of the amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the youthful couple who enthusiastically sport in the groves of Vrindavan. Rasa bilasa Vasatishtha Vrinda. Vane Tari Shang Krisara Jaseva. Lapya Chapungsam Kripaya Taveva. Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam. Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet, the living entities who attain the service of the lotus feet of your Lord, reside in Vrindavan, and the desire to understand the Lord's amazing pastimes of rasa dance is only by your mercy. Tam kir yase sat patatan tavid pi. Lila pitana kila Krishna shakti. Tavaiva vortis tulasini loke. Vrinde namaste charanaravinda. Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Those who have studied the Satvata Tantra glorify you. You are Lord Krishna's potency for performing pastimes, and you are known as Tulsi Devi in human society. Pakya vihina aparada lakshe. Kshiptas chakamari tarangamatye. Kripa mayitam sharanam papana. Vrinde namaste charanarvindam. O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Those who are devoid of devotion to Lord Hari and who are thrown by their offenses into the waves of lust and other inauspicious qualities may take shelter of you. Vrindastakamya shinuyat portedva. Vrindavanati shapadab jabringa. Saprapya vrinda vananitya vasam. Tat prema sevam labhate kritartha. O Vrinda Devi, I offer my respectful obeisances to your lotus feet. Let a person who becomes like a bumblebee at the lotus feet of Radha Krishna, who reads or hears these eight verses describing the glories of Vrinda Devi, eternally reside at Golok Vrindavan. He attains devotional service and pure love of Godhead, and all his spiritual aspirations become fulfilled. Jai Vrinda Devi. So Tulsi Devi is also worshipped in Goloka Vrindavan. One time Radharani was feeling separation from Krishna. She asked her friend Chanjanana, what can I do? What worship will bring me auspiciousness and piety and fulfillment of my desire? Because I want to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. So her friend said, O Radha, service to Tulsi gives the greatest piety, greatest good fortune, and the greatest benediction. It gives Lord Krishna's association. You should always gaze at Tulsi, touch her, remember her, glorify her, bow down before her, offer prayers to her, plant her and worship her, and she will grant your desire. One who plants Tulsi liberates his family. As many branches, sub-branches, seeds, flowers, and leaves are as are on the Tulsi he has planted, so many ancestors and descendants in his family for thousands of Kalpayugas will go to Lord Krishna's transcendental abode. So if you have any problems with your family, just plant a Tulsi. Plant a Tulsi plant. By offering Lord Krishna a single Tulsi leaf, one attains the result of offering Krishna every flower and leaf that exists. On a single tulsi leaf, the holy places, beginning with Pushkar, this is from the Puranas, the sacred rivers, beginning with Ganga, and the deities headed by Lord Vasudev reside. So in every tulsi leaf, all the sacred rivers, all the deities, and all the holy places reside. Just one tulsi leaf. So Radharani, after hearing the glories of Tulsi Devi, began to worship Tulsi in a beautiful garden, in a beautiful palace, a temple that was 100 hastas in size, walls of gold and rubies, outer wall of emeralds, diamonds and pearls, decorated with chintamani gems, arch gateways, gold flags and gold awnings. That was her Tulsi temple. So you can try and make one also like that. Then there's another story about how the power of Tulsi. One time there was one Brahmin who was not a very good Brahmin. He was illiterate, and he never performed any religious activities. So when he was collecting grass to go sell in the market. So on the way, he came to a Tulsi grove, and he decided he will pick Tulsi to sell also. And just then, the span of his life came to an end. Unseen by him, the Yamadutas approached, and they commanded a deadly cobra, "By your poisonous bite, go and bring death to this person. Quickly bite him before he touches the sacred Tulsi. If death comes to him when he's in touch with Tulsi, he will certainly go beyond our reach." So the cobra proceeded towards the Brahmin, who did not see the snake. By that time, he had picked a good quantity of Tulsi. So Lord Vishnu Sudarshan Chakra came also, and the Brahmin now was fully protected. Unnoticed, the snake entered his bundle of grass, and the Brahmin put the bundle of grass on his head, along with the snake, and began walking to the village. So the Sudarshan Chakra and the Yamadutas invisibly followed him while the snake waited for an opportune moment to bite. The Yamadutas could feel the scorching heat of the Sudarshan Chakra and became frightened. Meanwhile, the Brahmin arrived at the house of a pure devotee of Lord Vishnu. And this devotee could see everything. He could see the Yamadutas, he could see the snake, he could see the power of Tulsi. And so he asked the Yamadutas what happened. And the Yamaduta said, "Well, the Sudarshan has come to protect this sinful Brahmin, and we're just waiting till he puts the Tulsi down. And then the cobra will bite him and will take him to Yamraj." Feeling compassion for the ignorant Brahmin, the Vishnu devotee said to the Yamadutas, "Please, show mercy on this Brahmin. You have said as soon as he puts down the Tulsi, the snake will bite and kill him, but he has picked this Tulsi for me. So I request you, please spare his life." But the Yamadutas said, "Well, what can we do? We're just the servants, we're the order carriers, and this Brahmin has only two muhurtas left to the span of his life. Then he'll be bitten by the cobra and die. Only Lord Hari can save him. If you offer Tulsi to Lord Hari, he may be pleased to grant your prayer. Whether one is virtuous or sinful, if he worships Lord Vishnu with Tulsi, we cannot approach him. After his death, he'll be carried to Vaikuntha by the Vishnu Dutas." So then that devotee did a special puja to Vishnu with an offering of Tulsi, and before the eyes of the Brahmins, the cobra and the Yamadutas left that place. So then the Vishnu Bhakta explained everything to that other Brahmin. They both went on pilgrimage and offered special worship to Lord Hari, and at the end of their lives, they went back to Godhead. So I heard today that Paul had an operation, and they did a special puja with Tulsi to Nrisingadev in Mayapur for him. And so he survived the operation, as far as I heard. And the doctors are surprised, but they're still waiting to see what happens. So Tulsi is very powerful. When you go to Mayapur, you can offer 108 Tulsis and 108 names of Nrisingadev. It's a very powerful puja. You go to Mayapur. So I'd just like to read one more thing Prabhupada says about chanting in front of Tulsi Devi, which we are going to do very soon, and I hope you brought your japa beads today. The process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a vow before the Tulsi plant has such great spiritual potency. Simply by doing this, one can become spiritually strong. Therefore, we request the members of the Hare Krishna movement to follow Haridas Thakur's example rigidly. That's very difficult. Chant 3 lakhs of names in to Tulsi. No. Prabhupada said, chanting 16 rounds does not take much time, nor is offering respects to Tulsi plant difficult. This process has immense spiritual potency. One should not miss this opportunity. So today we're going to have the opportunity. We have brought some Tulsi plants. We will chant actually in a circle. So on this side, we will have 2 circles. And on this side, we will have 2 circles. We have 2 Tulsi plants here. So try to arrange yourself around the Tulsi plant, one of the 2 Tulsi plants. And you can have a double circle for the ladies and a single circle for the men. It's very powerful to have an actual circle. There should not be a break in the circle. And we will chant for a few minutes with Tulsi Devi. Okay, good. You got circles, 2 circles? Good. There's a gap in that circle here, yeah. Okay, we got beads today for those who forgot their beads. Okay, so you may pray to Tulsi Devi to fulfill your desires, to enter Vrindavan Dham, or any other spiritual desires you may have. And then we will chant for 1 round in front of Tulsi Devi. You can begin. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shivaka Shiva Sri Guru Hare Krishna I love you. All right, you can stop chanting now, and you can stay where you are, but just turn this way, nice to stay around Tulsi Devi, but if you need a chair, go back in your chairs, you know, and sit on the floor. Would anybody like to share anything that they had in that chanting? If not, it's okay. Yes. We're doing Parikrama. Which one? Oh, Vrindakun. Mansiganga. That's nice. Okay. Anybody else? So now I'm going to pass out something that we require to go to the spiritual world. This is when you travel to a foreign country. Now, I don't know, but in the past, you used to have to get a vaccination. So for going to the spiritual world, you also need a vaccination. And there are some diseases which we must protect ourselves against by going to the spirit, before we go to the spiritual world. They have to share. Not everybody won't get one. pass it back. There's not enough for everybody to have. Yes. Right. Your passport and your visa. Yes, your passport or your beads. So I'll just read. Now, if you have any extra, give it on the men's side, because they're kind of short over there. You can give some on the men's side. I think they need... You're short here, too? Okay. So the first one is Putanaghatana. This vaccine will protect you from bogus gurus and materialistic mind. Then Trinavartahana, protection from indulgence in useless scholarship, dry reasoning, argument, and controversy. Shakatabhanjana, protection from a load-carrying mentality born of bad habits, lethargy, dullness, false pride. Vatsasurahana, protection from childish and mischievous mentality, easily influenced by bad association and greed for mundane sense gratification. Bhakasura Mardana, protection from cheating religion, especially Nam Aparad. So if any of you have problem with offensive chanting, this is Bhakasura Mardana for you. And cunning, duplicity, deceptive behavior, and hypocrisy. Agha Mardana, protection from intolerance, cruelty, violence, desire to trouble others born of envy. Brahma Vimohana, protection from doubting supremacy of Krishna, attraction to karma and gyan, to opulence of Krishna rather than sweetness. Tenukashura Patana, protection from gross materialistic mentality, enjoying mentality. Arishta Patana, protection from pride of fraudulent religionists, disrespect for pure devotional process. Kaliya Shatana, protection from brutal cruelty, maliciousness, pride, envy, and crookedness. Agni Pitava, protection from sectarianism, hatred, and arguments between Vaishnavas or different religions. Palamba Surgatana, protection from lust, desire for profit, adoration, and distinction, and personalism. Indranishtamba, protection from indulgence in demigod worship. Vyomasurahana, protection from stealing others' property and speaking lies. Nandavatsala, protection from indulgence in wine and other intoxicants. Shankachudahana, protection from bhakti motivated by desire for fame and sense gratification. Nanda Agrasit, protection from Mayavadi and atheistic mentality. Keshi Marana, protection from vanity of thinking I am a great devotee, I am guru, and also from the false ego arising from attachment to wealth and material accomplishments. Unlike other vaccinations, these vaccinations must be taken through the ear. Your nearest clinic is here, the temple, and is open in the morning from 4:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. You can come and take your medicine in the form of the holy name that Lord Chaitanya has brought. So we discussed before how you can actually overcome these anarthas, which are in the form of demons in our heart. And that is by, in the evening, you read Krishna Lila before you go to sleep. This particular demon, which you have a problem with, this is a very complete list here. In the morning, you pray before you chant your rounds to Krishna to please eliminate, and then chant your rounds as usual. Don't think about it while you're chanting. And this will help you to eliminate these anarthas. So now we're going to fill up an application form for entry into Vrindavan, like we did the other day for Srila Prabhupada, the confidential heart tester. But first, I'll just read a little bit about Vrindavan's glories from our retreats. In Vrindavan, the current of bhakti flows, carried by the dust of Vrindavan. Every particle of Brajaraj carries Radha and Krishna's footprints that make a fool immersed in Krishna prema. Our only chance is when the Dhamma runs after us and spreads over us. By living in Vrindavan, chanting their glories, I am free of anxiety. Never leave Vrindavan, even if the sun burns, the monkeys bite. This is Vrindavan Mahimamrita. The people shout over loudspeakers throughout the night. Even worms and insects who enter Vrindavan transform into Sat-Chit Ananda. So now we'll fill up. You can do this mentally or with a paper and pen if you have it. And if you don't have paper and pen, just see how many yeses you have. I don't think there's anything else besides yes and no on this one. Yeah, just yes and no. 20 questions. And you'll have to share again. Because we only have a few copies here. I'll give you some time to fill it out. So if you don't have paper and pen, you just see how many yeses you have. Okay, you're without in the back. Are there any extra for the men's side? No, everybody's sharing 3-3, 2-2. Okay. If anybody has finished on the men's side, you can pass it back. I think somebody didn't get on the back. Okay, you're almost finished. How many got between 16 to 20? Yes. Okay. And between 10 and 15? Yes. Okay, we've got people almost ready here. And from below 10, we got some people. Okay, some work to do there. So I'll read a little, some of the Shastric quotes for the reasoning behind some of these questions. Not all, we don't have time to go through all. Number one, are you firmly convinced that it is by the mercy of Sri Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada that you will attain the shelter of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan? Yes. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, a person who cannot keep his faith in the words of his spiritual master but acts independently never receives authority to chant the holy name of the Lord. And Bhakti Siddhanta says that the holy lotus feet of the Guru tells of the holy name, the lila, the qualities, the form, and our service also in the spiritual world. So it is only from the lotus feet of our Guru that we receive this service. Then the second, are you confident you have received the mercy of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai? Yes, I think everybody here has received the mercy of Gaur Nithai, or we wouldn't be here. Hano Nithai Bhine Pai Radha Krishna Pete Nai. If one does not have the shelter of Nithai, it will not be possible to attain the lotus seat of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Number three, do you consider yourself reasonably well conversant with the writings of the Goswamis, like Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction? So Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, going to Vrindavan involves taking shelter of the six Goswamis by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the other books they have given. In this way, one can understand the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Number four, Are you honestly able to accept the ugliness and dirtiness of today's Vrindavan as Yogamaya's covering and not be influenced in your vision by it? Yeah, I met one man who had gone to Vrindavan. He was from Sweden, and he said he could not. All he saw was the sewage and the pigs and so many things. It was very difficult for him. And so in Prabhupada Lilamrita, there's a question. Prabhupada, how can we understand Vrindavan is Krishna's abode? There seems to be so much contamination in Vrindavan. So Prabhupada said, this is because your senses are impure. But when your eyes are smeared with salve of love, you can see Vrindavan. Don't judge Vrindavan by external manifestation. So then number six, are you enthusiastic to bathe in Jamuna when you visit Vrindavan? Yes, Jamuna has changed over the years. So if you are still enthusiastic, then that is wonderful. Bhagavatam, fifth canto. There are many devotees in Vrindavan who regularly bathe in Jamuna, and this cleanses all contamination of the material world. Nine, do you have any attraction for hearing and chanting about Krishna? I know, I'm not doing all of them. I don't have time to do all of them, so I'm just skipping some and doing some. So, attraction for hearing and chanting. Lord Chaitanya says, according to the verdict of the Shastras, the process of hearing and chanting is the best means to attain loving service to Krishna. I'll go to number 11. Are you strict in the habit of honoring only Krishna Prasad? So this is an important point. Chaitanya Charitamrita, when a person is attached to Krishna's lotus feet, he does not eat anything not offered to Krishna. Number 12. Are you apprehensive or worried about the mosquitoes, monkeys, or beggars in Vrindavan, or concerned about disease there? That could be a worry, especially the monkeys. Prabhupada Saraswati says, if I can remain in Vrindavan as a surrendered soul at the fearless lotus feet of Shri Radha Krishna, who are oceans of transcendental love, then I have nothing to fear from other living entities, religious principles, dreaded diseases, or even from the controllers of the entire universe. So number 13, very important. Are you trying to become free from the tendency to envy, fault find, and criticize? Prabhupada Saraswati says, by becoming envious of the animate and inanimate living entities of Vrindavan, one certainly commits a great offense. If such an offense is committed, all one's hope and piety is lost. So this is a problem. Sometimes when Prabhupada was at Govardhan, he was eating prasadam, and some dogs were coming to eat. And so the devotees were preparing to throw stones at the dogs so they wouldn't disturb Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, no, let them eat. And he tore off half a chapati and threw half to one, half to the other. They took it and they went away. He says, we don't know who these dogs are. We do not know. And so Prabhupada was very respectful to all living entities in Vrindavan. As we heard the other day, even the spiders, he didn't want to disturb. Number 14, is it your nature to greet other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality? Very important. You have to be very tolerant in Vrindavan. We'll skip to 18. Do you have a firm, heartfelt desire to assist in some way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's all-merciful Sankirtan mission? Bhagavatam, fourth canto. The self-effulgent of Vaikuntha planets, by whose illumination alone all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light, cannot be reached by those who are not merciful to other living entities. Only persons who constantly engage in welfare activities for other living entities can reach the Vaikuntha planets. And last, number 20, are you confident you will be content to live in Vrindavan? So that is a very important question. In one of these seminars I gave, one man said, no, I want to live in the mountains. I don't know if I can live in Vrindavan. I said, well, you know, Govardhan's the highest of all mountains, so I think you could live at Govardhan in Goloka Vrindavan. So I would like to read one more. This is from our retreat, 5 Rules for Living in Vrindavan. If you want to live in Vrindavan, this is from Sachinandan Swami. And he got it from some book, which I don't know. But number one, I'll just go over the five in short, and then I'll do it with more elaboration. Number one, surrender your life without fear, if you want to live in Vrindavan. Number two, tolerate. Number three, serve the devotees. Number four, don't see the dirt, but see the roses. And number five, yukta vairagya. So what do these mean? This is from our retreat. Number one, surrender. Surrender your life. No fear of dreaded diseases, religious principles, or even the call of death, Radharani's letter. In Vrindavan, when somebody is about to die, they say, okay, Radharani's sending me a letter. That's how they say in Vrindavan when somebody's dying. Radharani's letter is coming to me. I mean, she's sending a letter for you to go to Goloka. They're getting the letter of Radharani. So, surrender your life. Number two. Yeah, I know when I came there, Biharilal, who was across the street, he asked me, first day I came or second day, he said, so, you're gonna stay in Vrindavan for some time? I said, I'm going to die in Vrindavan. It was 16 years ago. So that's determination you need. Number two, tolerate. Bathe in the soothing rays of the sun of tolerance. Where is the power to tolerate? From bhajan, that's strong. Prabhupada and Madan Mohan chanted day and night. No shopping in Loy Bazaar or even visiting temples, just chanting only. So that's one advice, chant. And then counsel, help devotees who are like you. Clean the dham and glorify Krishna. So tolerate means you clean the dham, you chant Hare Krishna, and you help other devotees. Number three, serving devotees. If you cannot give up your illusory dreams, then think of Vrindavan and serve the devotees with cloth and food. Number four, then you have to have the proper vision. Two visions of the holy dham, of sewage and of roses. Be dumb and deaf to the so-called faults. Accept the crazy, or else become a fault finder and displease Krishna. Number five, yukta vairagya. Eat enough and sleep enough to walk and see and hear the topics of Krishna without falling asleep. The Goswami's mood is to search for Krishna, not simply vairagya, but where are you, Krishna? Become detectives to search him out, as Prabhupada did one lonely night, sweeping in front of Sri Rupa Goswami's samadhi, crying out for Rupa and Sanatan. Continue your search for Krishna, no matter what. Keep his impression in your heart, and soon you will find him. So the five rules for living in Vrindavan. So now we would like to associate with some of the residents of the Dham, and we're going to, again, pass these bags around. This should be enough for everybody here. And if you don't get one, then raise your hand. So make a prayer to a resident of Vrindavan, and then you will get instructions from a particular resident. No, don't give them. They must choose. Let them choose. Yeah, just choose one. And you will get a message for your life. There are 11 different residents here, actually 10 different ones. And each one of you should get a personal message here. You get to keep this and find out which one is going to give you inspiration for your life here. We need association. Srila Prabhupada, one time he met one old lady who had a very old, broken, bent walking stick. And he said, Guru Ma, please take my stick and give me yours. And the lady said, no, don't joke with me. If I have a nice stick, then it'll be stolen from me. So Prabhupada then very affectionately gave her some rupees. So now we're going to see some role model citizens of Vrindavan. Each of you should get one message. If you don't have, then you can raise your hand, because there should be enough to go around for everybody. But maybe not for the children, I don't know. I'm not sure. Give the adults first, and then the children can get after. So everybody, this is not for sharing. Everybody gets their own. But you're not children. You should get. You're big. Yeah, you too. Yes. And did you get? Huh? They didn't kidding come yet? Okay, all right. I should have another bag for the ladies. There's so many. Everybody gets one, no sharing. Okay. So she knows, right? Okay. Now you have to go all the way up there. They didn't get. There should be enough for everybody. I hope. There's 44. So I think there's no more than 44 people here. I don't know. Did all of the men get one? All of the men got? You got? Yes. Okay. Let's see how many are there. Oh, how many? Raise your hand if you didn't get. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Well, there's 50 people. Okay. So then some of you will have, maybe 5 people can give your message to them also. 5 volunteers from the ladies' side can give their message after you read it to them. There's one over there. We need 4 more from the ladies. There's another lady back there. There's, okay, just come in the front and give your message here. So you can share that message. How many more? How many more? 3 more? 3 more. Okay, there's one. There's 2. We need 1 more message to be shared. And it's, she's coming, okay? Here's 1 more message from the back to be shared. Okay, she got it. Thank you for sharing. So we've got about 50 people. All right, so how many got Jagannath Das Babaji? Okay, the ladies and a few men also. Very wonderful message. I'm going to read some of these messages in full and some of them in part, because we don't have time to read all of them. Jagannath Das Babaji lived for 144 years. He was living at Suryakund in Vrindavan, 6 months in Navadvip, 6 months in Braj Mandala, fond of chanting loudly in japa and kirtan. During kirtan, he would sing, Nitai ki nam in echere, Nityananda, what a wonderful name you have brought. After chanting almost the whole night, the next morning he would offer 1,108 dandavats to the deities, always enthusiastic to serve the Vaishnavas. Once he begged a roti from a Vrindavan street sweeper. Hearing about this, the leading man of Vrindavan said to him, Baba, you are the crest jewel of Braj. It pains us to hear anyone criticizing you. But now everyone is talking against you. They are saying, Baba's gone mad. If he defies the age-old tradition, what will happen to society? And Baba Maharaj replied, You are all learned people. Don't you know the importance of the dust of Vrindavan? It is so surcharged with Krishna prema, even Lord Brahma desires to become a particle of Brajaraj. Therefore, isn't a Vrindavan sweeper who is constantly serving the dust, breathing it, rolling in it, and bathing in it more pure than anyone else? Silence filled the air, indicating everyone's acceptance of his reply. So his 3 instructions, always repeat Harinam regularly and steadfastly. Steadiness is so important it must be maintained even at the cost of one's life. 2, never forget Gaura, who is more merciful and benevolent than Krishna. Krishna is like a just ruler who takes into account your offenses in his administration of justice. Gaura does not take your offenses into account. Whereas Krishna is more interested in dispensation of justice, Gaura is more interested in distribution of mercy. So these are some instructions from Jagannath Das Babaji. Krishna Das Kaviraj, who got? Yes. Some ladies also. Okay, so Krishna Das Kaviraj wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he had vast knowledge in all the Vedic scriptures. But although he was an erudite scholar, strict ascetic, and Paramahansa, He writes about himself, I am deaf, dumb, wholly illiterate, worldly-minded, and lower than a worm in stool. So he was an example of humbler than a blade of grass. So that's the instruction for those who got Krishnadas Kaviraj. Narhari Chakravati Thakur. Wow, many. Okay. From youth, he observed a vow of celibacy. He was always meek and humble, thinking himself a mischievous rascal. He used to say, I am unfit for serving the Lord. I have no qualification at all. But he was extremely learned in the arts of dancing, singing, playing musical instruments, and well-versed in bhakti shastras and performing various kinds of devotional service. He was Radha Govindaji's favorite cook in Vrindavan, being personally chosen by the Lord. He was known as Rasuya Pujari, the expert cook Pujari, Rasuya. Out of genuine humility, he always kept himself at a distance. He did the service of 10 men. The temple pujaris would plead with him not to do such lowly service, but he would say, I am most fallen. I have no right. It is really merciful of you all to let me render whatever service I can. That was so Narhari Thakur. Haridas Pandit and Lord Chaitanya and his immediate followers. Okay. Haridas Pandit was an amazing devotee. Oh, you got Haridas Pandit. Oh, you and whoever gave you the paper. Yes. He was gentle, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, grave, sweet in his words, and sober in his endeavors. He was respectful to everyone and worked for the benefit of all. Diplomacy, envy, and jealousy were unknown to his heart. He always accepted the good qualities of Vaishnavas and never found fault in them. He engaged his heart and soul only to satisfy the Vaishnavas. And then Lord Chaitanya talks about the six Goswamis. So that's a very nice one to get also. Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami and Bhukharba Goswami. Okay. Yes, Raghunatha Bhatta and Bhukharba. So he was always reciting Bhagavatam in the company of Rupa and Sanatana, overwhelmed with ecstatic love. He would neither hear or speak about anything of the material world, simply discuss Krishna and worship the Lord day and night. He would not listen to blasphemy of a Vaishnava, nor listen to talk of a Vaishnava's misbehavior. He knew only everyone is engaged in Krishna's service. He did not understand anything else. Oh, Srila Prabhupada. Okay, this was the story we read. A. Srila Prabhupada A. Who has A? Okay. Srila Prabhupada A. That was the story we read on Prabhupada's association day about how he used to sweep the courtyard at Radha Damodar Temple. So always begging for mercy of Rupa and Sanatan. Subhuti Roy? Oh, you got Subhuti Roy. Okay. He was a big landholder. He was converted to Mohammedanism. I mean, because they sprinkled him. He didn't actually practice. And so Lord Chaitanya advised him, go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. So he would live in Vrindavan, collect dry wood in the forest, take it to the city to sell in Mathura, and he would get 5 or 6 paisa, which is not very much. And then he would live on only 1 paisa of fried chickpeas every day, and the rest he would serve the Vaishnavas, especially the Bengali Vaishnavas, by giving them cooked rice and oil massage. So that was this devotee. So whoever got this would be nice to serve the Vaishnavas. Krishnadas, okay, mercy and potency of Nityananda. Nityananda Ram. Anybody get, oh, he's missing, huh? Nityananda is missing. Oh, you got Nityananda. And she got Nityananda. And you got, no, Nityananda. Okay. All glories to the lotus feet of Nityananda, by whose mercy I've attained Sri Radha Govinda. Okay. Krishnadas Babaji. Oh, Haribo. Krishnadas Babaji, he was a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, and I personally met him. He used to come always, he would come to Calcutta Temple, and he would always be laughing, and only thing that came from his mouth was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And if you ask him any question, his answer would be Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, any question. That was his answer. Although he knew English and Bengali, he just said Hare Krishna. And if we say, Krishnadas Babaji, give me your mercy, He would say, no, you give me your mercy. I need it more. He was like small. He was thin. He was always chanting all the time. He had no disciples. And he could play mridanga very expertly. So in his, they asked him when he was dying, they asked for his last instruction. He laughed and said, my only instruction is to chant Hare Krishna. That's all there is. He had a small songbook in which he kept notes, and he made the last entry before leaving this world. Chanting the holy name of Krishna is the true nectar. The holy name is like honey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when he was a brahmachari, he came to live in the temple, and his godbrothers complained to Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta, all he does is chanting. And Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta said, no, his chanting is fine. Who got Krishnadas Babaji, did I ask? Oh, okay, you got. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Okay, increase your chanting of Hare Krishna. Yes. And then his other godbrothers complained, and Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta said, no, you should put an ad in the newspaper inviting all sincere men who are willing to chant Hare Krishna day and night to join Gaudiya Math. So they put an ad, a few people joined and chanted, and then they left. Only Krishnadas Babaji could chant day and night, nobody else. And he was very cheerful, always happy, always happy. Lokanath Goswami, okay, a lot on that side. So he constantly traveled throughout Braj, visiting various holy places, and a deity appeared to him named Radha Vinod. He was living, this deity he found in a village of Umarao on the banks of Kishore Kund. And he started worshiping that deity, put him around his neck, and was traveling with that deity and worshiping him. Prabhupada, Śrīla Prabhupāda B. Who got Śrīla Prabhupāda B? Oh, that's a really good one, huh? It's a very interesting story, Prabhupāda B. It was about Prabhupada and one monkey. That Prabhupada was relaxed and drinking some milk, and Yamuna was watching through the watching from the door. And suddenly, Prabhupada, this monkey came. This monkey would always come for prasadam, haladar. So one day the monkey came, and Prabhupada started talking in monkey talk to the monkey. And it was a language, and he spoke in the same tone, the same meter. And when the monkey heard it, her ears stuck out, and she grabbed the bars, and she was like listening very intently. And so then they had a discussion, and they were talking back and forth, the monkey and Prabhupada. And so then Jamuna just didn't know. She said, wow, this is like Lord Chaitanya and the animals in the jungle. And then after a while, the monkey left. And Jamuna said she never had ever left before without taking prasadam. It's completely against her monkey nature. So she went to tell Prabhupada, I don't believe what I just saw. What went on? So Prabhupada said, I told her to go away and not bother me anymore. So she listened. We didn't listen as well as that monkey did sometimes. He gave us instructions also, but we didn't follow so well. The monkey followed. I guess it was pretty shocking to hear a human being talk to you in your own language. And Prabhupada was an ordinary human being. Okay, I think that's all I have. Did anybody have something I missed? No, okay, so we did cover everything. So now you've been very patient. So now we have the last part of our program. We have got some cards here, and there's a lot of cards, so you can share the cards between you, like two people can share. We've got, these are very nice cards from Vrindavan. There's 16 cards in each one, so you can share with your friends. And you choose the card you would like to have. Yeah, give like one for two, I guess. And there's 16 in each one. So each one can have like five, six. Yeah, maybe half. Yeah. Maybe here, give me a few more. There's too many ladies here. Yeah. Okay, here you can take a couple more for the ladies. Your sister can help you. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to count. Just do it roughly. It'll take too long. So you can share them with your neighbor, please. Because there's lots of cards in each one. It begins with Srila Prabhupada, and there's a prayer on the back to Srila Prabhupada. Namaste, namaste, kipa puranadishti, namaste, namaste, mahananda tatre, namama, namama, punaraksha, raksha, prasida, prabhupahimam, daksha, daksha. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, I repeatedly offer my obeisances unto you, whose glances are full of mercy and who bestow transcendental bliss. O renowned Master, please kindly protect me and continue to shower your mercy upon me again and again. So I won't read all of these. Prabhupada is first, then we have Nittai. So some of you got Nittai. When will the moon called Nityanandaram bestow his mercy upon me and all my material desires become small and insignificant? Oh, when will my mind be purified of all material anxieties and desires so I will actually be able to see Sri Vrindavan Dham? Then we have Lord Chaitanya also, some of you got. Got six Goswamis. Six Goswamis, they say, there's a prayer. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Go, Shijiva Gopala Go. I offer my heartfelt obeisances to the feet of the six Goswamis. By offering them such obeisances, all obstacles to devotion are destroyed and all spiritual desires are fulfilled. Gopishwar, Mahadev, Lord Shiva, he's the gatekeeper of Vrindavan. O gatekeeper of Vrindavan, O you whose forehead is decorated with the moon and who are worshipable even for Sanak, Sanandana, Sanatana, and Narada, O Gopishwar, hopeful that you will bless me with pure devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who eternally perform blissful pastimes in Brajatam, I offer my obeisances to you again and again. We have Jamuna Devi in person and in the river form also. Some of you might have gotten Jamuna. You are the blissful spiritual water that gives love for the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spiritual world. For you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions incurred in life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for the world. O daughter of the sun god, kindly purify us by your pious activities. We have Vrinda Devi also. We already sang to Vrinda Devi. We have Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Radhakun, and Lalita Devi. No, these are all for you. These are for you to keep. Yeah, these are for you to keep. Radharani's lotus feet. Oh, Queen, please rescue this unfortunate person drowning in an ocean of pain. Please place him on the strong boat of your mercy and carry him to the wonderful shelter of your divine lotus feet. Okay, so now pick up your japa beads. You choose a few cards that you have, one or two of the ones you have, and then we'll chant to these cards and beg them to help us enter Vrindavan Dham. These are the residents of Vrindavan Dham, and they will help us to go to Vrindavan. So we will chant japa to these cards. I do have a few extras if there's a card somebody's dying to have. Yes, which one? Radharani's lotus feet. Okay. I have, yes. No. I don't think, oh yeah, I have. Yeah, Govindaji. There you go. Prabhupada is gone now. And you want something... Okay, that's nice. You're all sharing. Okay, chant japa to your cards and beg them to help you enter Vrindavan Dham. Which one? I might have. Yeah. Oh yeah, everybody doesn't get, but you can have it. Would you like any other of these? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, yeah. I'm going to go to the hospital. They're Shimari's cards. Did you get? They're Shimari's. Okay. Yeah, I've got a bunch here, so you can choose which ones you want. You can have all of them or whichever ones you like. This is what I've got left here. Linda Devi, Lalita, Govardhan, Jamuna, Gopishwar. You get no, as many as you like. They got more, some of them got more than two. Yeah, Nitai and Gore. Yeah, some of them have more. You can have as much as you want. Yeah, sure. Okay, as many as you like. They have prayers on the back. You might have them. Yeah, you might have them. Shimari did it. Or you have, it was like a postcard too. Yeah. It's the same ones. Okay, we'll stop here. Anybody has any questions at this point or comments? We'd like to ask any questions. Yes? Mahadev, yes. Gopishwar Mahadev, yeah. He wanted very badly to enter into the Rasa Lila. Actually, first there was one sage, and he was looking everywhere for Krishna, and he went to Vaikuntha, what was this? Asuri Muni. And he was looking everywhere for Krishna. He was going up to the Vaikuntha, and Krishna wasn't there, and he was going so many places. And finally, he found out that Krishna was in Braj, and he was having Rasa Lila. In the middle of Rasa Lila. So he and Lord Shiva, Hare Krishna, thank you. He and Lord Shiva went and tried to enter the Rasa Lila, but they were stopped. There were billions of gopis guarding the door. And they said, no male can enter this Rasa Lila. So then they had him go in, and they took him and they had him bathe, both of them, Lord Shiva and the Asuri Muni. And they bathed in a special lake, and they changed their forms into gopis, and they were allowed to enter, pardon me? Manasarovar, okay? Manasarovar. And so Lord Shiva got the service of guarding the Rasa Lila. Nobody can enter without the permission of Lord Shiva. So his temple is close to Bangshivat, where Lord Krishna plays his flute. So if you want to enter into Rasa Lila, you have to get the permission of Lord Shiva first. Gopishwar. And they dress him as a gopi with the linga. The Shiva linga is with a sari, with a veil. Lord Shiva, yes. He was dancing. I didn't know about that one. I knew he was the guard. He was dancing. Okay. Yeah, he dances strange, I'm sure. It's very strange. Annihilation, yeah. Finish the Rasa Lila. Yeah, who is this new gopi? It's quite different. Yeah, any other questions? Yes? Krishnadas Kaviraj, okay. I can get that back out again and look. Krishnadas Kaviraj, well, he wrote a Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the main thing was he was Janadapi Sunichena, very humble. That he thought, no, he was so qualified, but he was always thinking he was like lower than a worm in the stool. So that was his mentality. He was very, very humble. That was his the main mood of Krishnadas Kaviraj. Yes? The monkey talk. That's a good question. What message should she get from the monkey talking to Prabhupada? don't commit offense in Vrindavan or else you'll become a monkey in your next life. Yes? Oh, that's a very nice comment. Okay, when the mind is running like a monkey, then take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, and he'll give you the right instruction of what you should do. Yeah, the message is actually to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada for guidance. Any other questions? Yes, Akuti.
The picture of the
ghost bombings? Yes.
Oh, I have to put my glasses on.
Okay, I'll look and see if I can figure it out. No, the other hand. Could it? No, it's not their japamala. Their japamala is around their necks. Could it be a lotus flower? Like Radharani holds down the lotus flower? Oh, their pens? For writing? Or a scroll of manuscript, a manuscript. No, there's something in there, looks like something in their left hand. Yeah, that's a good question. It looks like a manuscript, yeah, it looks like a scroll to me. Which would be logical, that they're always studying the scriptures. Any other questions? Very interesting questions we're getting here, actually. Yes. Okay. No questions? Then if anybody needs Six Goswamis, Gopishwar, Yamuna Devi, Vrinda Devi, Govardhan, Radhakund, or Lalita Devi? Vrinda Devi. Okay. Vrinda Devi is for Indrani. Akuti? Oh, he took it. Yes, yes. Govardhan can be worshipped as a servant, the best servant of Krishna. The best servant. Haridas Avarya. Huh? Pardon me? Well, it's a different mood. They're worshipping the servant, so they're servant of the servant. Vrinda Devi for Indrani. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, there's the one mood that he's the enjoyer. That you see, like my Giriraj is enjoyer. It simply wants to enjoy everything. And then the other one is servant of the servant, the servant of the Vaishnavas, servant of the devotees. So it's just a different mood of worship. I don't know that much about the different type of worship. I can ask Shesha Prabhu, because he has Giriraj also. Shesha Prabhu? What kind of Giriraj do you have? Is he the servant or is he the enjoyer? He's the enjoyer. Okay, well, yeah, I just know that one. But there are people who, like Srimati, she worships as a servant. So you can ask her if you're in Vrindavan, you can ask Srimati about that. And she worships Govardhan like that, Haridasa Varya. There are three Haridasas. One is Yudhisthira, one is Giriraj, and I forgot who the third one was. Mentioned in Bhagavatam, there are three Haridasas, best servants of Krishna. And one is Govardhan, Radharani, actually. Pardon me? And Yudhisthira is another. Can't remember the third. Yes, Raghavati? What is my personal experience? Those five rules are very good. Tolerate. Expect mercy at every second, no matter how it comes.
be ready for mercy to come. Don't depend on anything material, because you won't get it. Don't try to enjoy, because there's only one enjoyer in Vrindavan, and that's Krishna. Everyone is equal in Vrindavan. Nobody's big in Vrindavan. Everybody's small. These are my lessons. And don't respect the residents of Vrindavan, no matter how much they give you trouble. Know that, you know, there's a teenager Radharani in control, so anything can happen at any moment. Don't depend on anything except the holy name. Electricity, water, these things are, you take for granted, but we don't. Even anything can happen. Lightning struck and my geyser broke, you know, just a monkey fell in the wires and all my switches burnt up. And I've been attacked by monkeys. So the best thing when you're attacked by, what you're supposed to do is scream, drop your prasad and give it to the monkey and run. But sometimes I didn't want to do that. So I just, because I had some nice prasad from Nepal. So then I would just chant Krishna, 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 or Radhe, 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 and they would back off and let go. And one time I was going to my house, right by my house, there one jumped on my back and two were growling in front of me, but I didn't want to give them the prasadam. So I just started shouting really loudly, Krishna, Krishna, and they said, okay, all right, you can have your prasadam. He jumped off my back. If you're determined enough, and if you're not afraid, you can't show any fear. You can't be friendly and you can't be afraid. And you can talk to them too. They do listen. They listen to reason sometimes. Sometimes they will listen. Like sometimes they're blocking my gate. I can't get out. And I said, excuse me, could you please move over that side? And they go. And so you have to learn how to speak the language of the monkeys if you live in Vrindavan. Don't be friends is probably, don't be friends and don't be enemies. You have to be very neutral. If you show the least emotion, then they'll start fighting. If you smile, they think you're, you know, you show your teeth, they think you're growling at them. So, yeah, the monkeys is one thing, and what else? Yeah, anything. Living in Vrindavan means surrender to Krishna. You really are not the enjoyer. Krishna is you're not the enjoyer and you're not the controller. You have no control. And if you try, then good luck. And it's better, one thing in Vrindavan, it's better to voluntarily do austerities. Otherwise, you'll be forced. Like, don't eat too much. Otherwise, you'll get really sick and you'll be forced. And so that's a good lesson. Chant more. That's a good lesson that will help a lot to keep your sanity. If you chant more, and if you don't chant more, you'll still hear it anyway on all the loudspeakers. So, and you have to learn to sleep with, you know, the loudspeakers. Yes.
If you go to India, so
no,
I heard that
no.
You have to wait until somebody gets
right, you're not allowed to take any Shila from Govardhan.
So how do you get? By mercy?
Yes. Yes. If he wants to come, he will come. This one, he wanted to come, he came. I never even thought I'm going to worship Govardhan, but they just came to me. I got a small one, and I said, oh, he's too small, I can't even see him. So then I got two big ones like this. I wasn't asking.
You have like 80.
Yeah, I know. There are some devotees. I know one lady has 200.
Is that
don't ask me. I wouldn't try it if I were you. I wouldn't try it.
It's a very nice devotee.
Yeah, so maybe he's qualified then. But don't think you're qualified, you know. Yeah, don't. Yes.
Huge,
Giriraj. Oh, gold, yeah. Yeah. Can you take, yeah. A same weight in gold, and then you have to wear them around your neck and do Govardhan Parikrama. That's what they do when they give you one. And I know Shimati, who did all these beautiful pictures, someone gave her one this big. And she was praying for it. She knew what it was going to look like, and it came to her, just like that. And she could carry it. And she's not in the... She cannot carry anything that heavy, but he became very light, and she carried him. They gave somebody, Brijbasis just manifested on the hill and gave her this. Nobody was there, and out of nowhere they came and gave her the stone. And these things happen. Yeah, I got mine in Mayapur, actually. This one came in Mayapur. Went from somebody who had like 80, 100, I don't know how many. And he came in Mayapur. But yeah, you don't take any stones. But some little kids might sell you for 10 rupees, you know. It's like this, small ones. Well, no, it's not so good. Not a good idea. Yes? Did Lord Nityananda ever go to Vrindavan? I don't know, actually. Does anybody know? I think so. Okay, yes. When he was young, traveling with... Who was he traveling with? Madhavendra Puri, was it? Not Madhavendra Puri? Yeah, after he left his family. I thought that was... Okay. What is this pastime? Okay. He went to Vrindavan. Yeah, but I thought he did Nabhadvi. He did Nabhadvi Purukama. He also did Braj. Okay. He did Braj Purukama. Okay. Nityananda went to Vrindavan. Okay. We have to, I think, stop now. It's almost time for Didi's. Thank you for coming. Aglois to Shiva.